The Atrocity Archives, Disc 9.
As it happens, we don't visit any murderous hackers, but presently the car pound is fronted with white plastic scene of crime sheeting, and a photographer and a couple of forensics guys show up, and Josephine, who has found something more urgent to obsess over than ripping me a new asshole, is busy directing their preliminary workover. I'm poring over screenfuls of TCP dump output in the control room, when the same unmarked car that dropped us off here pulls up with Constable Routledge at the wheel, and a very unexpected passenger in the back. I gape as he gets out of the car and walks toward the hut. "Who's this?" demands Josephine, coming over and sticking her head in through the window. I open the door. "Hi, boss. Boss, meet Detective Inspector Sullivan. Josephine, this is my boss. You want to come in and sit down?" Andy nods at her distractedly. "I'm Andy. Bob, brief me." He glances at her again as she shoves through the door and closes it behind her. "Are you..." She knows too much already. I shrug. "Well?" I ask her. "This is your chance to get out." "Fuck that." She glares at me, then Andy. "Two mornings ago it was a freak accident and a cow. Today it's a murder investigation. I trust you're not planning on escalating it any further. Terrorist massacres and biological weapons are a little outside my remit, and I want some answers, if you please."
"Okay, you'll get them," Andy says mildly. "Start talking," he tells me.
Code Blue called at 3:30 the day before yesterday. I flew out to take a look, found a dead cow that had been zapped by Scorpion Stare, unless there's a basilisk loose in Milton Keynes, went down to our friends in Cheltenham for briefing yesterday, stayed overnight, came up here this morning. The cow was bought from a slaughterhouse and transported to the scene in a trailer towed by a stolen car, which was later dumped and transferred to this pound. Inspector Sullivan is our force liaison, external Circle 2, no need to know. She brought me here and I took a patch test, and right then someone zapped the car. We were lucky to survive. One down out front. We've trapped a camera up top that I think will prove to have firmware loaded with Scorpion Stare, and I sniffed packets coming in from a compromised host. Police intranet, firewalled to hell and back, hacked via some vile little dweeb using a primary school web server in South Korea. We were just about to run down the intruder in meat space and go ask some pointed questions when you arrived. I yawn, and Andy looks at me oddly. Extreme stress sometimes does that to me, makes me tired, and I've been running on my nerves for most of the past few days.
"All right," Andy scratches his chin thoughtfully. "There's been a new development."
"New development?" I echo.
"Yes, we received a blackmail note."
And it's no fucking wonder that he's looking slightly glassy-eyed. He must be in shock. "Blackmail? What are they?"
"It came via email from an anonymous remixer on the public internet. Whoever wrote it knows about Maginot Blue Stars and wants us to know that they disapprove, especially of Scorpion Stare. No sign that they've got Case Nightmare Green, though. They're giving us 3 days to cancel the entire project, or they'll blow it wide open in, quote, the most public way imaginable, unquote."
Shit.
"Smelly brown stuff, yes. Angleton is displeased."
Andy shakes his head.
"We tracked the message back to a dial-up host in the UK.
I hold up a piece of paper. "This one?" He squints at it.
"I think so. We did the S22 soft shoe shuffle, but it's no good. They used the SIM card from a prepaid mobile phone bought for cash in a supermarket in Birmingham 3 months ago. The best we could do was trace the caller's location to the centre of Milton Keynes."
He glances at Josephine.
"Did you impress her?"